everyone. This is FM 17991 from Real English Academy. 大家好，我是你们的主播 Guy。今天我们的 Little Star 是来自我们瑞尔的 Yan 梁泽熙啊。今天他将会为大家带来一个小故事，名字叫 The Cat in the Hat。Let's welcome Yan.
Hello, my name is Yan.I'm 10 years old. My story is The Cat in a Hat. The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So we sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. I sat there with Sally. We sat here, we two. And I say, How I wishWe'd had something to do. Too wet to go out, and too cold to play ball. So we sat in a house, we did nothing at all. So all we could do was to sit, 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 sit. And we did not like it. Not one little bit. And then...Something wet, bump. How that bump made us jump. We looked. Then we saw him step in on the mat. We looked and we saw him. The cat in the hat. And he said to us, Why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny.But we can have a lot of good fun that's funny. I know some good games we could play, said the cat. I know some new tricks, said the cat in the hat. A lot of good tricks. I will show them to you, your mother.Will not mind at all if I do. That Sally and I did not know what to say. Our mother was out of the house for the day. But our fish said, No, no, make that cat go away, tell the cat in a hat. You do not want to play. He shall not be here. He shall not be about. He shall not.Be here when your mother is out. Now, now, have no fear, have no fear, said the cat. My tricks are not bad, said the cat in the hat. Why, we can have a lot of good fun, if you wish, with a game that I called Up, Up, Up with a Fish. Put me down, said the fish. This is not fun at all. Put me down.Said fish, I do not wish to fall. Have no fear, said the cat. I will not let you fall. I will hold you up high as I stand on a board. I have a book on one hand, and I cut on my head. But that's not all I can do, said the cat. Look at me, look at me now, said the cat, with a cup and a cake. On the top of my head, I can hold up two books, I can hold up the fish, and a little toy ship, and some milk on a dish. And look, I can hold up and down on the ball, but that is not all.Oh no, that's not all. Look at me, look at me, look at me now. It is fun to have fun, but you'll have to know how. I can hold up the cup and the milk and the cake. I can hold up this books and the fish on a rake. I can hold a toy ship and a little toy man. And look, with my tail,I can hold a red fan. I can fan with the fan as I hope on the ball. But that is not all. Oh no, that's not all. That is what the cat said. Then he fell on his head. He came down with a bump from up there on the board. And Sally and I, we saw all things fall. And our fish came down too. He fell into a pot. He said, "Do I like this? Oh no, I do not. This is not a good game," said our fish as he lit. "No, I do not like it. No one a little bit." "Now look what you did," said the fish to the cat. "Now look at the sounds. Look at this. Look at that. You sink our toy ship. Sink it deep in the cake. You shoved up our house. And you bit our new rake. You shan't not be here when our mother is not. You get out of this house," said the fish in the pot. "But I'd like to be here." "Oh, I like it a lot," said the cat in the hat. To the fish in the pot. "I will not go away. I do not wish to go." "And so," said the cat in the hat. So. "I will show you another good game that I know." And then he ran out. And then fast as a fox, the cat in the hat came back with a box. A big red wood box. It was shaped with a hook. "Now look at this trick," said the cat. "Take a look." Then he got up on top with a tip of his hat. "I got this game from in a box," said the cat. "And this box are two things I will show to you now. You will like these two things," said the cat with a ball. Then he got up on top with a tip of his hat. "I got this game fun in a box," said the cat. "And this box are two things I will show to you now. You will like these two things," said the cat with a ball. "I will pick up the hook. You will see something new. Two things, and I caught them, things one and things two. These things will not bite you. They want to have a fun." The out of the box came thing two and thing one. And they run to us first. They said, "How do you do? Would you like to shake hands with things one and things two?" And Sally and I did not know what to do. So we had to shock him with things one and things two. We shook their two hands, but our fish said, "No, no, those things shall not be in this house. Make them go. They shall not be here. When your mother is not, put them out. Put them out," said fish in a pot. "Have no fear, little fish," said the cat in a hat. "These things are good things," and he gave them a pat. "They are tame, oh, so tame. They have come here to play. They will give your son fun on this wet, wet, wet day. Now, here is a game that they like," said the cat. "They like to fly kites," said the cat in the hat. "No, no, in the house," said the fish in the pot. "They shall not fly kites in the house. They shall not. Oh, the things they will bump. Oh, the things they will hit. Oh, I do not like it. No one little bit." Then Sally and I saw him run down the hall. We suck those two things, bump their kinds on the board. Bump, dump, dump, bump. Damn the boar and a whore. Things two and things one. They run up, they run down on the string of one kite. We suck mother's new gown. Her gowns with a dots that are pink, white and red. Then we sought one kind's bump on the head of her bed. Then the Sphinx ran about with big bumps, jumps and kicks, and with hoops and big thumbs, and all kinds of backs tricked. And I say, I do not like the way that they play. If mother could see this, oh, what would she say? Then our fish say, look, look! And our fish shook with fear. Your mother is on her way home. Do you hear? Oh, what will she do to us? What will she say? Oh, she will not like it to find us this way. So, do something fast, said the fish. Do you hear? I saw her. Your mother is near. So, as fast as you can, think of something to do. You will have to get rid of thing one and thing two. So, as fast as I could, I went after my net. And I say, with my net, I can get them, I bet. I bet with my net, I can't get those things yet. Then I let down my net. It came down with a plop, and I had them. At last, those two things had to stop. Then I said to the cat, now you do as I say. You pack up those things and you take them away. Oh dear, said the cat. You did not like our game. Oh dear. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. Then he shut up the things and the box with the hook. And the cat went away with a sad kind of look. That is good, said fish. He has gone away. Yes, but your mother will come. He will find this big mess. And the mess is so big and so deep and so tall, we cannot pick it up. There is no way at all. And then, who was back in the house? Why, the cat. Have no fear of this mess, said the cat in the hat. I always pick up all my plain things, and so I will show you another good trick that I know. Then we saw him pick up all the things that were down. He picked up the cake, and the rake, and the gun, and the milk, and the strings, and the books, and the fish, and the fan, and the cup, and the ship, and the dish. And he put them away. Then he said, that is that. And then he was gone with a tip of his hat. Then our mother came in and she said to us too, did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do? And Sally and I did not know what to say. Shall we tell her the things that went on there that day? Shall we tell her about it? Now, what shall we do? Well, what would you do if your mother asked you? My story is over. Thank you. Bye.